In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the life of a faithful Christian, like that of the patriarch, our patriarch, Abraham, is neither more nor less than a courageous journeying onwards to the place destined to him by the Creator. He must put aside everything that could impede his progress and not look back. This is undoubtedly hard doctrine, but if we reflect for a moment on the dangers which surround fallen man during his earthly pilgrimage, and on what our own sad experience has taught us, we will not think it hard or strange that our Savior has made the renouncing and denying of ourselves an essential condition for our salvation. But independently of this, is it not far better to put our life under God's guidance than to keep it in our own? Are we so wise or so strong as to be able to guide ourselves? We may resist as we please, but God is our sovereign Lord and Master, and by giving us free will, whereby we may either resist his will or follow it, he has not abdicated his own infinite rights to his creature's obedience. Our refusal to obey would not make him any less our master. Had Abraham, after receiving the divine call, chosen to remain in Chaldea and refused to break up the home which God had told him to leave, God would then have selected some other man to be the patriarch of his chosen people, the father of that very family which was to have the Messiah as one of its children. The substitution of one for another and the order of grace is frequently, so to speak, forced upon the divine justice. But what a terrible punishment for it is for him that caused the substitution. When a soul refuses salvation, heaven does not therefore lose one of its elect. No, God, finding that he is despised by the one he called, offers the grace to another until his call is followed. The Christian life consists in this untiring, unreserved obedience to God. The first effect of this submission is that it takes the soul from the region of sin and death, wherein she was wasting away her existence. It takes her from the darkness and places her in the promised land of light. Lest she should faint on her way along the narrow path and fall a victim to the dangers which never leave her because they are within herself, God asks the soul for sacrifices, and these sacrifices brace her. Here again, we have Abraham for our model. God loved him and promised him the riches of blessings. He gave him a son as a pledge of the promise. And then, shortly after, he tested the holy patriarch's devotedness by commanding him to slay with his own hand this dear child, on whom he has been told to build his hopes. Man's path on earth is sacrifice. We cannot go out from evil except by the way of self-resistance, self-denial, nor keep our footing on good ground but by constant combat. Let us imitate Abraham, fix our eyes steadfastly on the eternal hills, and consider this world as a mere passing dwelling, a tent put up for a few days. Our Jesus has said to us, I came not to send peace, but a sword, for I came to separate. Separation, then, and trials are sure to be sent to us, but what we are equally sure of is that they are for our good, since they are sent us by him who loved us, that he became one of us ourselves. But this same Jesus has also said, where thy treasure is, there too is thy heart. Can our treasure be in this wretched world? No, it must be in heaven. There in heaven must we be already by desire and affection. These are the thoughts which Holy Mother Church would have us meditate upon this Quinquagesima Sunday, immediately preceding the 40 days of Lent. They will help us to purify our hearts and make them long to be united with their God. The noise of the world's sins and scandals reaches our ears. Let us pray that the kingdom of God may come to us and to those poor sinners, for God's infinite mercy can change them, if he will, into children of Abraham. Not a day passes, but so he changes many a sinner. He has, perhaps, shown that miracle of his mercy to us, and those words of the apostle may be applied to us. You who were sometime afar off are now made nigh to God by the blood of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.